Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. This is a really quick survey, and today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, how likely you are to vote in this November's elections for president and governor for North Carolina? You're very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you so much. How would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And when it comes to overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug price for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. And the second statement says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. With all those statements, do you agree with more?
One.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you for the following people active in politics as either. Please raise
up. You would like to ask me for what?
I'm sorry. I will ask you to mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Let's just start with Don Davis. For you, it's favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat or what?
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Lori Bacow.
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last one is Roy Cooper.
Roy Cooper, very favorable.
Thank you so much. In this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Kamala.
Thank you so much. If this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have
Josh,
to choose?
Josh Stein.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress for your area were held today, which candidate would you choose? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bacow, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, Libertarian?
Don Davis.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you belong to a credit union? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? A bank, a credit union, a stock brokerage firm, check cashing outlet, other institution?
A credit union.
Thank you, ma'am. Here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as a very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first statement says, Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbies to change the system and threaten those programs. For you, is positive, neutral, or negative?
I think neutral.
Thank you. The next one says, Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold onto their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies. That is something for you, positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you so much. Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Very.
Thank you so
much. How much long is this going to take? Because I'm out shopping, so.
Oh, I understand. No more than 5 minutes. If you allow me, I can do it quickly.
I'm ready to check out. So I'm ready to go through the checkout. So.
Understanding. It's going to take more than 2 minutes because I can wait for you if you're okay. Or okay. Probably if you allow me, I can call you back in a few minutes.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Have a great day.